Rebuilding America. The Rick Smith Show.
The walls come tumbling down. The walls come crumbling, crumbling. The walls come tumbling, tumbling down.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Website at thericksmithshow.com. It's Infrastructure Week, the 1 week of the year where we look at the crumbling roads, the bridges, the broadband access that, well, pretty terrible. We're 26th in the nation, in the world, in infrastructure. And, you know, I was watching this film the other night that said, you know, if the American people realized just how bad things are, they'd really be ticked off. And the reason for this week is to heighten that awareness. The fact that there's a good chance you're driving over a structurally deficient bridge. And as I've been saying for a long time, maybe someone should develop an app to let you know, hey, call mom. You might not make it to the other side. Just a thought. But here where I live in Pennsylvania, tons of problems. And, well, I would argue not enough being done to address them, which is why we've asked our good friend Abe Amoros. He's the legislative director here in Pennsylvania for the Laborers International Union of North America, LIUNA. Abe, thanks for taking time for us.
You're welcome, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So Infrastructure Week, good thing, right?
Well, you know, you want to call attention to the deficiencies that are out there, Rick. Yeah, I mean, I think we need an infrastructure month, more or less, to let the legislators know in state legislatures across America and the federal government that we have some serious needs out there. Roads are falling apart. Bridges are falling apart. And like you said, I mean, are you going to get to the other side of that bridge? Do you need an app to figure out how safe it is? You're carrying your children. You're carrying your elderly parents. You're carrying your friends, family. I mean, at some point, what we really need is a huge bill that is endorsed and embraced by both parties, both sides, because this is common sense. You and I have been talking about this for years. And, you know, they make dribs and drabs, and you make an announcement here, an announcement there, but it's significantly not enough to really make an impact. You know, they're still falling apart. And what we need in this state and in this country is some will. I mean, some serious political courage, Rick, to say, you know, enough is enough. This is a win-win because not only are you fixing our crumbling infrastructure, you're going to put hundreds of thousands of people back to work.
Yep.
I mean, this is common sense. This is almost too easy, Rick. It's almost embarrassing that we have to talk about this on a regular basis. I want to know where the outrage is with the general public, because when people are sitting in traffic, Rick, they're cursing at everybody, including the people that are trying to fix the roads and bridges in some instances, yet they're not putting any political pressure on the men and women that make these decisions in terms of appropriations and legislation to get things fixed. And it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. And, you know, the thing is as it gets, as we continue to do nothing, it only gets worse. In fact, the American Society of Civil Engineers just came out with their report card that gave the nation a D+, which, you know, I got to be honest, if I came home with a D+ on my report card to my mother, a beating would ensue. But that's
absolutely
a whole other thing. But they're saying about $4.6 trillion to get us up to like a C+, B-. We're not talking an A, but we're just talking, you know, C+, B-. As things continue down the road, it's going to get more expensive. And to highlight this, their first report card was back in 2001 that put the price tag of getting us, you know, to normal, to getting us to somewhere decent, was $1.3 trillion. So just in that 16-year span, it's gone from $1.3 trillion to get up to that C+, B-, all the way up to $4.6 trillion. And if we wait another 5, 10, 15 years, it just goes off the charts.
That's right, Rick. It's getting worse by the day because no one is putting resources into fixing the problem. It's just getting worse. And if you know, just take a look at somebody who's in the hospital. If a surgeon does not fix his or her wounds, it's just going to get even worse. And that's what we're looking at in terms of our crumbling infrastructure. And here in Pennsylvania alone, Rick, there was a report that came out just a couple years ago that basically said for every day of inaction, it's $1 million more. That's $365 million for doing absolutely nothing. That's an embarrassment. I don't know why the state legislature cannot embrace a very big bill that would put people back to work, that would fix our crumbling roads and our highways and our bridges, and make people feel safe. I mean, you want to talk about something that that is just not controversial. It's that. I mean, let's make people feel safe again by fixing their roads or highways or bridges. I mean, this isn't rocket science. And what frustrates me, Rick, is that people will start talking about it. There'll be mild outrage at the legislature, but then there's nothing that gets done. Yeah. Absolutely nothing that gets done. In fact, I'm thinking that what we really need to do is urge the legislature to come up with a serious transportation caucus. Now, I know that a lot of the caucuses, they fade away as well, but this one should be breathed life into. I mean, somebody needs to breathe some life into that thing and make sure that you have members on both sides talking about strategic investments in our crumbling infrastructure in Pennsylvania, because we have some of the worst highways and roads. I mean, I-80, I-81, I-83, they're falling apart. Parts of 95 are now getting some attention, but in the past, I mean, that's been a nightmare too. And, you know, our state roads, good grief. I mean, they really need some serious attention, because right now they're crumbling. I mean, they're falling apart, and local municipalities are doing patchwork, which is costing them money. I mean, where is the big picture? Where are the thinkers? Where are the strategists? Where are those that really want to help those who make a living with their hands in their backs by giving them something to look forward to? I mean, that's really the gist of it, Rick.
No, I mean, where are our visionary leader? Where are the statesmen? Because, you know, all we hear is, well, we didn't raise your taxes. Yeah, but you're costing me tons of money everywhere else by having to get my car fixed and all of that stuff. Because look, as you pointed out, according to PropertyCasualty360.com, Pennsylvania has the fifth worst infrastructure in the country behind Connecticut, Rhode Island, California, and New Jersey. You know, look, we're and you ask any truck driver, Pennsylvania is probably the worst, especially when you talk about the bridges they can't go over and all of that stuff. So, I mean, it's frustrating. But let me ask you this, though. You know, you've been doing this an awful long time. When did it become a partisan issue? Because it looks like, you know, I remember a time when it was, you know, as a former congressman friend of mine said, it used to be a yawn vote because you brought home the projects. The roads were paved. There were no potholes. The voters were happy. And you brought that stuff back to your district. When did it become a bad thing to get your infrastructure fixed?
It's an excellent question, Rick. And I want to go back to a word that you just said a few seconds ago, taxes. Rick, I saw this taking place in 2010 when a Republican-controlled House took effect. They don't want to spend anything in terms of taxes on infrastructure. They don't want to raise taxes, yet they went ahead and they approved the transportation bill, and a portion of the gas tax has to go to construction projects. I get that. But interestingly enough, when you poll the general public and Pennsylvanians as a whole, they say yes to using their tax dollars and spending a little more at the pump or a little more in general to fix their highways, their streets, their bridges. They want to see results. And those are the most tangible results you could provide to a common guy or gal in Pennsylvania, is looking outside, seeing that their street is in good shape, that their road is in good shape, and that their highway is not being put together by scotch tape and Band-Aids. Those are easy lifts, but somehow this right-wing conservative Republican majority has a stranglehold on common sense, and the word taxes is a filthy word with them, and they just don't want to invest. I mean, this is not a tax and spend throwing your money away kind of thing. I mean, this is a serious strategic investment to make Pennsylvania better, not just for businesses, but for working families and everybody. I've never seen anything like it, Rick, but you're right. I mean, this was not a polarized issue. Under Bob Casey, these projects were common sense. Under Tom Ridge, these projects were common sense. Under Ed Rendell, these projects were more than common sense. They were a lifeline, a sustainability factor for workers. And somehow when Corbett took over in 2010 and this Republican-controlled legislature really dug its heels in, that's when you saw the infrastructure spending starved. I mean, it's just dead. And we got to bring it back. We got to push harder. We got to let our legislators know, especially those in red districts. They have to understand that we need serious investments in our infrastructure. And you know those guys and gals, Rick, they're going to say, oh, I don't want my money going to Philadelphia. Everything, and Philadelphia is such an ugly code word for so many other things. That's the first thing out of their mouths.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is Philadelphia is already being taken care of, man, under this transportation bill, okay? I don't see a lot of people starving out there for work on construction projects. But I do see people starving in central Pennsylvania because there isn't enough work to go around, and our highways and bridges and streets continue to just fall apart. And then the struggling municipalities, they have to raise local taxes just to fix potholes, sidewalks, etc. This should be something that the entire legislature embraces as a whole so we can move forward. And I know that the governor has made some great inroads on this. He's announced some serious projects, particularly in northeastern Pennsylvania along I-81, I-78. But there's more to be done. But we don't have an infrastructure-friendly General Assembly, Rick, and it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's crazy because you would think politicians, ribbon cuttings, you know, get to stand when it's done and say, look what we did, a great photo op, but not so much. So, you know, again, who do they think is going to do these things if we don't do them? I mean, who's going to pave the road? Who's going to fix the bridge? Who's going to, you know, get, you know, decent broadband access, decent water systems? You can go down the list. Who does this? Is there an infrastructure fairy that they believe in? What is it? Because I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I can't figure it out either, Rick. I mean, that's a $64 million question, in my opinion, because this doesn't make any sense whatsoever from a logical standpoint, from a good government standpoint. You know, they just want to starve government. But one of government's functions is to provide for the general welfare of the electorate. And that means infrastructure. That means fixing those roads and highways. And I sound like a broken record, but we got to keep repeating this over and over again. But it is mind-boggling because they just don't want to raise any taxes to fix these things. But that's where they come from, and that's what our taxes should be going towards: public safety, infrastructure, the common good. And stop demonizing parts of the state, because they're doing just fine right now. It's central Pennsylvania and the same people that they rely upon, Rick, for votes are the ones that they're hurting.
Yep.
And the voters need to wake up and realize that these guys and gals, they're not going to bat for you. They want you to go to bat for them at the polls, but they're not going to bat for you. They're falling asleep at the wheel, and as a result of that, things are falling apart, and every day of inaction is just more money that have to come out of their pockets eventually. Yeah. It's again,
but here's the thing, Abe. I mean, these are people who don't believe in pork and all of that infrastructure stuff they've labeled as pork now. Everyone points to the bridge to nowhere, which I got to be honest, I'm not against the bridge to nowhere. And for a very simple reason, that once you build it, it becomes somewhere.
Right. That's exactly right, Rick. That's good logic. See, but logic is lost on a lot of people. I mean, it's a little too hard to think sometimes, which drives me absolutely crazy, because then it just whittles down to sound bites and messaging. And, you know, and I got to tell you, Rick, we've lost the messaging war on this. I mean, I don't know why, but we have. This is common sense stuff. We got to keep pounding it and say, look, this is not a partisan issue. Democrats, Republicans, they all want the same thing in terms of public safety, in terms of infrastructure. I mean, let's give it to them. Let's fix things up. Let's find common sense solutions and start talking again. But somehow along the way, Rick, and it started in 2010, brother. It started in 2010. I mean, this is 2017 now. And, you know, things have just come to a complete stop, a complete grind, if you will. And I know that, you know, some folks didn't agree with the transportation bill that came out in 2012. But you're beginning to see the fruits of that in some parts of the state. And I say we need something bigger than that. Because like you said, the needs are out there. $4.3 trillion? I mean, and then, you know, Trump is out there saying we need a $1 trillion proposal. But, of course, there's no traction on that because of obvious reasons. I mean, he's not able to govern anything at this point. But, I mean, the legislature should be able to take that message and say, look, while all this other nonsense is going on, why don't we try to get something accomplished here? I mean, it's a federal level, at the state level. Let's fix things. Let's build things. Let's make people go back to work again. It's a win-win. It pumps so much into the economy. It helps people with their jobs. It helps them with their making their mortgage payments, sending their kids to school, and all that money that is recycled in those communities is just a positive I mean, this is almost it's ridiculous how much sense this makes, yet there's no action at the state legislature.
Yeah, it makes you question the people who tell you that they're the party of big business and the party of business friendly and the small businesses, and they're the party of business, Abe, this, which would really help business on every front through better infrastructure to get products to market, to the reverberation effect of dollars in communities.
Definitely.
They're opposed to it. It's bizarre. You're absolutely right. But here's the thing. We've been trained like Pavlovian dogs to anytime we hear the word tax, we kind of froth at the mouth. Is there a way to change that word to where we could bring in the revenue to fund our roads and bridges and all that without saying the word tax?
They're investments, Rick. I mean, why don't we just call them what they really are? They're investments. And investments have returns. And those returns are in a more competitive state in terms of business, less time sitting in traffic, more time spent with your family, more time spent at the office actually making money to provide for your family. These are investments. That's what they need to be called because that's what they are. I mean, you could play weasel words with tax and revenue enhancements, but let's call them what they are. Strategic investments, improvements in our community. That's what we have to insist that these guys and gals use as part of their lexicon. They're investments. It's not wasted money. I mean, you see the fruits of your labor. I mean, when you see a perfectly paved road or a bridge, you feel proud that your community has the resources and the wherewithal to get something like that done.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not lost on people. That's something that we got to keep hammering away. They're investments, Rick.
Yeah, I'm just happy when I don't have to get my car aligned again. I would like that to be the commonplace. Strategic investments, that's where we're going. Abe, I appreciate the time. Always great talking with you. I'd love to have you back again as we continue Investment Week, Investment Year. That's what we should call it. Abe, thanks so much, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great talk with you, Abe Amoros, Legislative Director here in Pennsylvania for LIUNA. Let's take a quick break. Back right after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Controversial, thought-provoking, opinionated. Rick Smith.